USA Radio News.
Parts of Nashville under a curfew today. A bomb goes off yesterday morning downtown, detonating in an RV parked on 2nd Avenue near Lower Broadway. Mayor John Cooper discussing the situation after touring the blast site with investigators.
As of right now, initial evidence does show that the early morning explosion was a deliberate bomb being set off in our community.
Three people hurt, the FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced, no word on a motive. Human remains found at the scene, but no details released. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. The Moderna vaccine causing an allergic reaction. A Boston doctor with a shellfish allergy gets sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. The doctor rushed to the ER. He's released from the hospital 4 hours later. Moderna says it's investigating. This is the first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. At least half a dozen allergic reactions reported from the Pfizer vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Moderna trying to reassure people that their vaccine will keep people safe from a mutated strain causing mass lockdowns in Great Britain. Tim Berg with more.
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Meanwhile, there are doubts about the effectiveness of a Chinese vaccine. Officials in Turkey say this week the Sinovac vaccine has an efficacy rate of over 91%, but there's no data published on the study that led to that result. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Unemployment benefits set to expire for millions today. Programs established this year to help gig workers and the long-term unemployed will end as the budget bill remains unsigned. The Century Foundation estimates 12 million people are affected. President Trump not signing the bill because stimulus checks aren't as big as he would like. Trump finding common ground on that call for bigger stimulus checks with four host Democrats known as the Squad. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, one member of the Squad. Like Trump, she wants stimulus checks to be $2,000. She tells MSNBC this week she hopes the president will act.
I'm really, welcoming the possibility of a miracle for many of my families who need that $2,000. I just hope that he's not playing games, that this is not just rhetoric.
She says $2,000 would give struggling families a lifeline. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi planning a meeting Monday to discuss the issue. Call it a crime of opportunity and one big Christmas joyride. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Around 2 o'clock on Christmas morning, a thief stole a mini snowplow from a store in Bayshore, New York, and crashed it through the front doors of a Target store. A man loaded up with a coat and gift cards before he was caught by police inside the store. 33-year-old Justin Shuffle of Long Island pleaded not guilty to burglary and larceny on Friday. The store suffered extensive damage. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a Christmas Day record set in Pittsburgh, over 5 inches of snow yesterday, breaking a record set in 1935. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.